Met by Fire by Kylie. I'll start this story by saying I was plunging a toilet at Blitzen's Best, Boston. Yuck, I thought, looking at the vomit someone didn't flush. I stuck my head out of the bathroom for fresh air. Blitz, why don't you have one of those phony signs at school that say, "Don't forget to flush," I called, staring at the digested leftovers I had to clean. Flushing sign? Anyone who has the sanity to come here should know how to flush. Blitz let down his hammer and I quickly retreated to the bathroom to avoid sparks. No, I sighed. I think they just don't want to flush this creaky old toilet and risk it exploding. Over their fabulous new clothes, Blitz cried triumphantly, holding up a chest plate he had just made. That guy really doesn't care, does he? Why can't Sam do this? I complained, holding my nose. She's on a secret Odin mission again. But don't worry, though, Blitz said. I've employed someone to help you. Where? I sighed. Last time Blitz employed someone, they got fired the first day. But I gotta say, I won't miss him. He's from a place called Smallbone Cove, Blitz called, inspecting his hammer. Smallbone Cove, I asked. Doesn't sound too friendly. The bell rung, meaning we had a guest. Hopefully the new guy, I thought. As I exited the bathroom, I saw an elderly man enter. The man's face was hidden with shadows, and he dragged a long trench coat with him. It was just a customer. How can I help you, sir? I asked. Hold this, he growled. He whipped off his coat, revealing a boy of maybe 15. He grinned and said, don't worry, I'll erase your memory. I heard him whisper, regular guys. Immediately, I summoned Jack on the defense. The boy yelped in surprise as I lowered Jack towards his neck. Wait, you can see through the mist? I asked, lowering Jack, who was in a grumpy mood from his daily nap. What, is Loki here? Because I would love to chop him to pieces! Jack cried and tried to zoom out of my hands towards the boy. No, no, the boy cried. Stop! Then he summoned fire to his fingertips. I backed away as he came closer. Who are you? I hollered as I reached the wall. Nick. That? Nick couldn't finish his sentence because Herf and Alex Fiero came bursting in the door. Alex jumped up and immediately morphed into a tiger and landed on Nick. Holy, he said, and tried to burn Alex but failed. As Alex and Nick rolled on the floor, Herf ran to me. Okay, Herf signed. I nodded. Stop, stop. I noticed after dealing with Alex, Nick was begging for mercy. Alex, I said. Alex immediately lifted off. He called me a he. Alex growled. Female today, I asked. Alex nodded her head. What? Nick said, you can't just change gender. Alex grinned. I can. Nick's eyes widened and he backed away towards the door. So what are you? I asked. Norse, Greek, Roman, Egyptian. Herf raised an eyebrow at me. I bit my lip. Relatives? Nick stood up. None, he said, shaking. Alex laughed. Really? She said. None. Yes, Nick said, and in one swift moment sent a shower of lights towards Alex. When the light cleared, a small bunny sat in Alex's place. Ha! Nick cried triumphantly. The bunny narrowed its eyes. Even as a bunny, Alex was frightening. The bunny immediately began to grow. Holy schmoly, Nick said, backing up. The soft paws were replaced with sharp claws. The fluffy tail became a sharp, long one. The small teeth were replaced with razor fangs. I think you made Alex mad, I said, looking up. Nick didn't reply. He just shrieked, Dragon! He whipped up a rune and threw it into air, immediately transformed into a water jet. The dragon howled in rage and shook itself. Won't hold up, her sign. I nodded. Come on! Nick didn't hesitate. He ran as fast as a cheetah, not even stopping for breath. I followed him and soon caught up with my unhearing speed. As I caught up with Nick, I realized he was changing. He was sprouting a tail and legs, and his legs were getting stubbier. I realized he was a cheetah. Hey, I called, that's cheating! Not when you're running for your life, he screamed. Back, we turned a corner and stopped short. There was a line of traffic. I looked up. To the rooftops, I yelled and jumped up. Nick stared up open mouth. Herf picked at a fire escape gate and started climbing. Nick just stood there talking subconsciously. Dragons, bunnies, jump, fox, small bone, fly, dragon, dragon, he muttered. Hey, I yelled. Nick blinked. Huh? I heard screams and saw Alex coming closer, crushing everything in her way. Giant Alex, Big Matt, trying to crisp you. Oh yeah, said Nick, as if he'd just woken from a dream. I didn't like how casual it sounded. He started to climb the staircase. Herf yelped, helped him onto the roof. Come on, I yelled and started running. I had to stay near the roof, close together for Nick and Herf. Then I stopped. The rooftops had ended. Alex was very close. We can't keep running, Nick panted. Need to calm down, sighed. Herf, you're a genius, I cried. For what? Screamed Nick hysterically, making finger puppets. Hey, I said. We're trying to save your life, not ours. So he screeched. I ignored his rude words. I spotted a nearby store. A sign read, make a pot. It was a pottery studio. There, I cried, pointing at the store. Nick wrinkled his nose. The burger joint? No, I yelled. I was starting to panic. Alex was getting closer, and I didn't know if she would eat me. Or burn, for that matter. Alex loves pottery, I hollered. I jumped down and began to run. Nick took a deep breath. You can't jump, I screamed. I pointed to the fire escape. Nick didn't listen. Then he jumped. He began to grow wings and feathers. He had become a black raven. When he touched the ground, he became a fox. Seriously, who's your dad? I said. Or mom, sighed Herb. Ain't have anyone, he replied. Who was this kid who could use magic? If we get out alive, I'll have to investigate. We ran to the pottery studio. Well, Nick went ahead, scaredy fox. We burst into the studio. The shopkeeper looked up. Hello, he said. Hi, said Nick, and encased the man in a sheet of ice. Sad. Alex tore open the roof. Herf threw a wet lump of clay at her. Splat! Alex howled. I started throwing pots and vases at her. Dragon Alex moaned. Then I realized something. One of these pots had Loki's symbol on it. Alex must have come here. I hurled this pot the hardest. Immediately, Alex transformed into a human. She had the pot, yet she was falling. Her sent a rune that created a giant marshmallow? Really? I called. Alex looked horrible. She was covered in cuts, bruises, and burns. She was soaking. Her clothes were tattered. Most of all, Matt. She looked mad. Really mad. Magnus, she shrieked. Gotta go, Nick said, and disappeared, leaving me with Alex. What a man. The end.